For the latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
Christian music is having major success on the US mainstream charts at the moment, and that includes Aussie band United, but we'll come back to them a little later. Need to Breathe, the band that last year toured Australia with Third Day and Levi McGrath, debuted at number 4 on the Billboard Top 200 with its new album Hard Love almost a month ago. The Billboard chart lists the 200 best-selling albums across the USA each week from all genres, not just Christian music. Then, last week, Brian and Katie Tewalt's new album Champion debuted in the top 20 of the chart. The album, featuring the lead single Let There Be Light, became the 19th best-selling album across the US. While it could be argued that Need to Breathe has a strong mainstream following outside the Christian community, Brian and Katie's music is overtly Christian. Now this week, Skillet, a band that sees themselves as Christians playing to mainstream audiences, has taken its new album Unleashed to number 3. Its two previous albums, Rise and Awake, also debuted on Billboard in the top 5 at number 4 and number 2. Skillet's John Cooper told the TCM update he has no idea how that's happened.
I don't know how it is that we've been able to kind of find our path in this market, because, you know, rock radio has died down a lot. The music business in general has died down a lot. You know, people aren't selling records like they did 10 years ago, but Skillet has been growing. You know, not only growing, we've been growing in the mainstream market and in the Christian market. And so I can honestly say I have no idea how that's happened. I ask my manager all the time. There are some things that I look back and I can say, yes, Skillet has done that well. And then I look back and say, that's just kind of miraculous. Maybe that's just God.
One of the challenges facing Christian acts on the mainstream charts at the moment is their ability to linger on the survey for longer than a month or two, or in some cases, just a week. Lauren Daigle's How Can It Be is one album reversing this trend. The project, which includes the songs Trust in You, Come Alive, Dry Bones, and First, peaked at number 30 on the Billboard Top 200 album chart over a year ago, and has stayed there for 66 weeks so far. And the Aussie band United, which I promised we'd also talk about, peaked at number 40 4 weeks ago with Of Dirt and Grace, Live from the Land, and is still in the Billboard Top 200 albums chart. Great effort. American band Stars Go Dim is heading to Australia next March to play at the Forest Edge Music Festival in Victoria. Forest Edge is the only surviving music festival catering for the Christian community, though one or two more are being planned. The group, which started as a side project for some of the members of Pillar, is best known for the songs You Are Loved, Stars, and Walking Like Giants. Other acts playing at Forest Edge include Alabaster Box, Fatai, The Quick and the Dead, and Slip On Stereo. More will be announced next month. Forest Edge Music Festival will be held between March 11 and 13. Finally, Planet Shakers, who brought us the anthem and Nothing Is Impossible, next month releases its new project, Overflow, in standard and deluxe versions. Recorded at the annual conference in Melbourne, the album is said to contain high-energy celebration in songs like Come Right Now and captures more intimate heart cry in Sings My Soul. The 11-track album includes the group's most successful radio single of the past decade, I Know Who You Are. That's all for this week. I'm Cam Want with the TCM Update.